All right. Hello, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. And guess what? It's 96.7 FM, but we find us first. You find us first. We all find us first on theairtoday.com. I got a chance about 2.5, almost 3 months ago. A man opened a store, and I found out that they are supported by and work with veterans. It is the future of America. It's happening. Here we go. I'm at the hemp store. I'm going to let him give you the address. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about what they do. I'm taking pictures so you would look on the internet on theairtoday.com and see the respect that's coming for hemp. Guess what? I'm going to give him the microphone and let him talk a little bit about who they are and why they support vets too.
Hello, everybody. My name's David with the Hemp Spot. We're at 1425 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. And I myself am a U.S. Army veteran, and my son and I decided to open up this business after we were able to get relief using CBD products. And we have everything that you can get that comes from hemp. We have a lot of products here that are also veteran-owned. A lot of these companies, like Hometown Hero, they also are big supporters of veterans, and they're veterans themselves. And we also give veterans discounts. So anybody that's a veteran, just come on by, show us your veteran ID, and we will give you a discount. And hopefully you find some good relief from these products like I have. The biggest problem we're having these days is that in the State House, they're trying to actually ban this entire hemp industry in Florida. So if anybody out there, they love using these products, hemp-derived products, and you want to continue using it in Florida and have access to it, you need to call and write your Florida representative, because right now they have bills. One is called HB 1475, and the other one in the Senate called SB 1676. And these bills are very detrimental to the hemp business and the whole industry in the state of Florida. So, yeah, I hope that if you like these kind of products and you get relief from these types of products, please come on by and give us a visit and just let us know you're a veteran. Thank you very much.
You heard it here. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, 96.7. I'll be right back. We're going to be telling you more about the ways to take care of the pain. And it doesn't have to be the crazies anymore. Not a bunch of pills, but a way to do it comfortably and natural. Be right back.
Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keith, the boss of the beach, now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we're back right now. I hope you enjoyed that little interlude. What I want to say to you right now is, guess what? Another veteran. A veteran who's made a difference. A veteran who's still making a difference. He's out of Baltimore, Maryland, and we want him to talk. But before we talk, I'm going to do a quick little break right here. Anna Paulina Luna, born May 6, 1989, is an American politician, swimsuit model, Instagram influencer, and a conservative activist serving the U.S. Senate representatives for Florida District 13. And it's 2023. She is the first Mexican-American woman elected to Congress from Florida. We're going to be talking at length with Anna Paulina Luna, a Congress representative. Believe me, we're going to be having a wonderful show all about her. But right now, I got my man on the phone. I want him to introduce himself first so you hear his voice when he talks about what he's doing. Veteran, speak up.
Hello. Good evening. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Tell them your name first.
First of all, my name is Clarence Davis. I spent 24 years in the Maryland General Assembly or the Maryland State Legislature, and I'm a retired history professor at Morgan State University. I came up, I grew up in the 60s during my military service. And one of the things we always thought was that Dory Miller had received the Congressional Medal of Honor for his heroism at Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941.
For y'all who don't know who Dorian Miller is, give him a little bit of what he did on the boat.
Okay. Dorian Miller was a mess attendant, and we usually refer to him as Seaman Miller.
Seaman Miller.
He was not appropriately trained on big guns, even though he had some training. But what happened is the Navy would only allow blacks to be cooks and shoeshine boys. They didn't want blacks in the Navy.
Right.
In fact, the Marine Corps was part of the Navy at that time. And, of course, the Secretary of the Navy was William Franklin Knox, one of the biggest racists this country has ever had in government. In fact, it was he who had urged FDR to put Japanese in concentration camp. That's his claim to fame. One of the other leaders in the Department of Navy, because the Marine Corps was part of the Navy at that time, was Major General Thomas Holcomb.
His okay.
view was that black people had no right to serve as Marines. And
but guess what? We overcame that.
That's right.
And if you go anywhere now, the Marines don't say that to each other.
No. He stated, if it were a question of having a Marine Corps of 500 whites or 250,000 Negroes, I would rather have the whites. Now, that was their attitude at that time. And they
right.
were responding to Executive Order 8802, which FDR or Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed on June 25th, 1941, after A. Philip Randolph had threatened a march on Washington with 10,000 people if the United States did not do something to curb discrimination in the defense industry. That meant all of those auto factories and up in Detroit, Cleveland, and elsewhere, where he was producing steel and all. And what happened is that executive order led to the FEPC, Fair Employment Practices Commission, which was part of the Fair Employment Practices Act. So,
wow. Yeah, that became law, huh?
Yes, it did. Yes,
okay.
it did. And that opened the door for blacks being in the Marine Corps and blacks being in the Army Air Corps.
You all may not know this, but I'm going to take a little break right here. You stay on the phone with us.
I got you.
Every week I do a Veteran of the Day. I go to VA News, and if you really want to find out what's going on with veterans, tune in to ontheairtoday.com. And, of course, you can find us right here, WVETonlineradio.com. But today's moment, after this conversation, George N. Lighton, Veteran of the Day, Army veteran, George Lighton, today's Veteran of the Day. And he served in the Army as a senior judge in Illinois. He finished the Army, became a judge, and moved on. He is African-American. So we know that what we're hearing now live from one of the people who served in Washington, who represented veterans, what got us to this point today. He knows the back end, the racism, the hard times. But for me to be able to say George enlightened lets me know that times did change. Bring me up to today with what you're fighting for in relationship to the military right now.
Okay. Well, one of the things is we want what we consider to be delayed honors rendered to Dory Miller. We want his Navy Cross upgraded to the Medal of Honor. Yesterday, March 25th, was National Medal of Honor Day. Now, a couple of years ago, when we realized that Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, who knew Dory Miller when she was a little girl because he was a friend of her father. When we found out she was going to retire, we looked at the situation. We say, look, she's put this bill in every year to waive those requirements of longevity to open the door whereby Dory Miller could be considered. And so we formed an organization across the country called the Dory Miller Medal of Honor Committee to pursue justice, what we consider to be justice for Dory Miller.
How close are we now to getting that done for Dory Miller?
Well, Kwaisi Mfume has legislation in that would waive the time wherein, you know, after a certain time, you can't submit it, so you got to have a congressional authority.
Listen, they still give awards to Caesar and Rome. That doesn't really count. Let's keep going.
Yes.
The time is now not a factor. It's now how many of us stand up to make sure that Dory Miller gets his respect for his next 100 generations, because they're going to always show the movie. Anytime you do a movie about Pearl Harbor, the Dory Miller part of the story comes in it.
Yes, it does.
So let's now make it official. I sure appreciate you calling in. Tell us how to reach you for more information in relationship to what you are doing.
Let me give you the website. The website is the Dory Miller Medal of Honor.com. The Dory Miller Medal of Honor.com.
That's it. You heard it. Keep going.
And, you know, if you want to call, you can call me on my cell.
There you go.
443-253-8055. Once again, that's 443-253-8055. And you can send me a text message. Might be best, because I will be responding, because I do get a lot of calls. But now we're going further than just Dory Miller. I want everyone out there to take the key into your laptop, Charles Jackson French. Charles Jackson French should have also received the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was on a destroyer, and the destroyer was sunk by the Japanese. He found the raft, loaded wounded white sailors on the raft. And then when the raft started drifting toward the Japanese areas, he tied a rope around himself, jumped into the Pacific Ocean with sharks, and swam, pulling that raft out to sea, whereby they could be rescued by Americans. Now,
that's a movie. What are we talking about?
Put it on the line.
That is a major film, with that piece of it as the major reason for the film.
Yes, but you know, one of our problems in our communities that we've never extolled the virtues of our people serving in defense of the nation, because like what we tell people, we tell them the truth, that we built America. We built America, and we're unapologetic about it. For instance, if you look at the more than 9,000 blacks who fought in the Revolutionary War, they made a difference in the Revolutionary War. There was 9,000 who fought with the British. But now, if you look at those who fought with the British, they ended up in Barbados, some went to Nova Scotia. Those that went to Nova Scotia, led by Thomas Peters, then founded the modern-day state of Sierra Leone. Okay? We could talk all day about those who served in America.
They left America, went somewhere else, and they still serve America in their own way, because when you go to the Caribbean, you find all of those people you're talking about. I hang with the Caribbean. So I know that what you're telling is the honest truth.
Yeah, and so when we look at that, but then if we look beyond that and we look at STEM from Benjamin Banneker up to George Washington Carver, in between, almost all of the inventions had our hand on it, whether you're talking about Thomas Edison.
We have to remember that there was a Marcus Garvey. We have to remember that there was a Clarence Davis. He's still here. He's talking to you live on the radio. We're going to be doing this interview more and more and more. I got to call Miss Daisy around and thank her for the introduction. Thank her for what she's doing. Wherever you are, Daisy, I hope you're listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. George N. Lighton, Veteran of the Day. Clarence, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm going to take the next show. I'm going to put you on, and we're going to talk at length.
Whatever.
Okay?
I'll
about the other subjects that you have, because you're a man of knowledge and wealth, and the veterans need to know where they really come from. It's a lot of veterans who don't have any idea of what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
God bless you. Thank you. This
Thank
is
you.
Keith, Boss of the Beach, And don't forget, we'll be calling George back, and we'll be having him on future shows because he brings what we need. Voice for veterans, their families, their friends, their caretakers, and those who support vets. This is ontheairtoday.com. Don't forget, when you tune in to us, you're going to get a little Vibes Radio 1. You're going to get a little Boss. You're going to get a little of that. We support vets, too, and everybody. Keith, 96.7 FM. I'm giving you my lead-in. We're coming to you, but we're over and out with a shout. Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yo, what is your voice, Spirit and Destiny on the track?
Destiny drummer. Mr. Chris Taylor.
Wagwan. Yo, one time, baby.
Yo soy de aquí, como el coquí. Sin mil fronteras soy más feliz. No soy Bad Bunny ni Ivy Queen, pero contigo lo bailo. Baila conmigo, se baila así, porque contigo soy más feliz. A Puerto Rico vamos a vivir y como el coquí cantaremos. Yo quiero que me quieras como yo quiero que me quieras. Yo no soy nueva, soy de la vieja escuela. Si no me toca más nos vamos bajo la escalera. Nos afincamos del besito de novela. Es que tú sabes yo no quiero más problemas. Te mando pa'l trabajo, pa' casa de tu abuela. No soy princesa ni tampoco una reina. Yo soy la jefa, boricua de pura cepa. Oh na na, oh na na. 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 Nos fuimos, síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na. Síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na. Síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na. Síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na.
We gon' dance all night, just come close, hold me tight. Yo. Yes, you are my beauty, girl. Yes, you are my beauty, girl. Yo. Dancing with my favorite girl, the night is young. So, me never gonna let you go. I'll be right here, girl. Blaze it. You put me in a serious mood, girl, you know it's true.
Mamacita, mamacita, I'm on, too. Mamacita, mamacita.
Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. Everybody say yo, one time.
Oh na 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 na.
Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na. Oh na 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 na.
Well, hello there, and I sure am glad you stayed with us. And of those who didn't stay but are just not coming on, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I do radio. Now I do podcasts. Now I do TV. Now I do everything. But I'll always do one thing. I'll be a voice for vets. I will continue to support the Caribbean market because they are in the Western Hemisphere. We're going to do Europe later. Right now, we're going to do the Americas. Keep the Boss of the Beach, 96.7 FM, right here in St. Petersburg, and on theairtoday.com worldwide. We want to give a shout out to all of those who have supported us and are going to continue to support us. I have to give a special shout out to the new OGs. Now, in the street, they call OGs the old guard. I'll say the rest of it later. But guess what? I just joined Ozone Gold. I'm going with the gold crowd now. I've been to paradise, I'm here, but I got to tell you all right now, I just finished talking to Clarence Davis, and he made me realize some of the good stuff. And one of the good things is Miss Daisy Brown. She's the one who introduced me to him, and I want her to say hello and tell you a little bit about what she's doing now, period. Daisy?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Daisy, I'm doing just fine. I just came from Miami, so I'm doing better than I was last week.
Oh, well, that's
wonderful. Spring break in Florida. It's full of people.
I can imagine. I'm glad I'm not there. It's too crowded for me.
Thank you very much. Thank you for me. Thank you, Daisy. Daisy, tell us a little bit about Clarence, why you sent him to us, and then tell us a little about what you're doing right now to support both there in Baltimore, wherever you are, and the fact you've been to Florida because you came to see me years ago. So I know you.
Oh, yeah. Well, Clarence Davis,
yes.
We call him Tiger, is someone that I learned to love dearly.
Yes.
I met him back in the 70s when I was in a law office working and also when I went into the military. Even then, he was into what he's into. I mean, just a go-getter. And he's an inspiration to so many here in Baltimore. I mean, if Tiger puts his hands on it, it's okay. If Tiger
yes.
says, let's do this, I'm right there. Okay, Tiger, let's do it, you know.
Let's go do it.
I love
his
spirit.
He was way before Nike. Let's just do it.
That's it. Let's do it. And he comes up with, and you know, the what's so great about it is he's unselfish. You know, some of the things that he goes after, none of them are for him. They're for other people. You know, and
yes.
that's what's so wonderful about it. I mean, he could sit and say, well, I want this for me, I want this for me. But it's always, who can I do what for whom?
Well, that's called
and
a blessing. He is
exactly,
a blessing himself.
Exactly.
Now, Daisy, what are you doing now? Tell me about where your organization and how you all are supporting our veteran relationship.
Well, I'm with the American veterans, the Vietnam veterans. I'm sorry. I'm with them. And I'm with TRIA, the Enlisted Association. I'm
okay.
with the Senior Citizens Organization. And
okay.
I'm with the American Legions. So I do what I do. I fill in the secretary for those organizations. And we're always doing things in the community, trying to help those in need of medical care or food or clothing, aid to the children, and just our general humility and benevolence, you know, situations. And I just feel honored to be a part of this.
Well, Daisy, I want to thank you for what you're doing, because
thank
part
you.
Of what the American Veterans Alliance and Society for Hispanic Veterans and all the organizations that Waddell and them put together, the slogan is, we support vets too.
All
so
right.
I'm going to send you a sticker. You stick it on everything you got and let people know you support vets too.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go a step further than that. You know, I tell
Ultimate.
People Veterans Day, Memorial Day, we're out in our uniforms and the guys up out there, and everybody will walk up to them and say, thank you for your service. I'm going to have added to my uniform. I served too.
Thank you.
And see how many
Please
thank
do.
You for service I get.
Wait a minute. It's bigger than that. I didn't know it until the other day. I went and introduced myself to a gentleman. He had on his hat.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, and we stopped to talk. And I said, well, listen, I do a radio show called Voice for Veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for your service. And he said, no. His wife was sitting next to him. I got to remember, I'm talking to this guy. And she says, oh, no, I'm the vet.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm the vet.
That's what I'm saying. They don't.
So
they
I'm going to make a T-shirt, and it's going to say, oh, no, I'm the vet. And it's going to have a woman looking like, pointing out to the rest of you guys. I love
that,
it. You just gave me an idea
good.
That I'll take.
Okay.
You all are listening to Daisy Brown? Tell them how to reach you, Daisy, if they have a need.
I'm at, my email is mizdaiz@aol.com. That's M-I-Z as in zebra, D-A-I-Z as in zebra, @aol.com. And I would look forward to hearing from anyone. And
Please
I do want
Ms.
to...
Daisy.
I do want to say that I'm encouraging everyone to get on board with our latest campaign for Dewey Miller.
Okay. You got it. You heard it first right here. And, of course, this is on the air today.com. We're going to go worldwide, and we're going to say it's time for Dewey Miller. If they put him in all these They got five different movies out about over the years about Pearl Harbor. The Dory Miller image is in all of them. How come he's not getting his respect?
Amen.
We're going to answer that question, and we're going to get it for him. You heard it first right here. We are voice for veterans, their families, their caretakers, and the Dory Millers of the world.
And I'd like to thank you for finding a few moments for me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Daisy, thank you anytime. And y'all see Mr. Davis, put at least an hour aside, because the man can out-talk me.
That's quite a bit.
I'm going to leave that with everybody. I found somebody that can out-talk me. So it's good. It's Keith, the boss of the beach. I'm on the air 24/7. You can find me at ontheairtoday.com. I'm doing a little bit for radio. Thank you so much. Stay tuned to this station. And when I go off on Saturday mornings, there's a blues guy. Check him out. And in the random, check out my other sports guy, Mike Picard. We're going to tell everybody to check out Sports Connection on Saturdays. This is Keith. I want to say I hope you enjoyed the show this week. We're over and out with a shout.
It's the final weekend to enjoy the magic of the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 50 free family-friendly activities plus a tattoo contest. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. For discount tickets and more, visit BayAreaRenFest.com.
Twisting and turning, the wheels are burning. I can't sleep at night. I feel too tired to keep on going. I don't wanna fight. Well, I can stay up with you all night. I got to go working overtime. Don't be afraid because running away still won't keep you safe. No, 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 no. Take it from me, what I do is I say, because I've seen the way he stares at his prey. You got the heart and soul I once had, now it's time for you to choose the path. Which way will you go? You gonna play the show or stand in line watching other stars explode? Try to be the big frog, jump out of the little pond, but don't jump in the frying pan. No, 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 no. Change, but all these days spent alone are all the same. Spend every dime to try to stay alive, to sing my heart out to make a name. This is the life I chose to lead. This is the American fantasy. To make this dream a reality and call this road my home. No, 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 no. Twisting and turning.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest.
Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.